When I got up for my meds, the phone was plugged in for charging. I was surprised to see it lit up. The time said 5:54 a.m. I unplugged it, but the charging light was still on. I took the battery out and rebooted. When the time popped up, it said an hour later. Within a few minutes, all the charge was drained out. I turned off the phone and plugged it in to recharge. I was reading when a movement caught my eye. I looked over to see the phone turning on by itself. Now it was 7:54 a.m. Is that why it won't charge sometimes? Because it just keeps turning off and on every hour? Earlier, when the charge got down to just a few percent and I tried to turn it off for charging, it cycled off and on several times until I took the battery out. This phone has done the darndest things in the last couple of months. It's virtually useless to take anywhere. I have to leave it at home, plugged in. I tried bringing it with me, but turned off. The damn thing turns on again by itself even when unplugged. I am getting a complex. The wound vac, the oxygen concentrator, the phone. They get near me and go nuts. I had just returned home from running a few errands, and I set my phone down on my dresser in my room. I turned on the TV and began watching it when something distracted me for a moment. A small black cloud-looking substance, small enough to fit in the palm of my hand, hovered into my room, over to my phone, then disappeared into it. I didn't pay much attention, thinking it was a glare, so I went on with my day. Well, from that moment on, I started having problems with my phone. I had a hard time reaching people I wanted to reach, as I would get a lot of static when trying to make a call. Where I would often get calls from my family, friends, and acquaintances, all of those calls had stopped. No one would call me, and I never got any missed call messages on my phone. This went on for about 1 to 2 weeks. Then, one day, out of the blue, my sister called me. When I answered, she said, "Maya?" I said, "Yes." She seemed concerned, but she didn't say anything. She just went on with a normal conversation. Then other people started calling and telling me that they had been trying to call me for the last several days, but just couldn't get through. I blew it off, blaming it on bad reception. But then I got a call from an editor I had been working with on a project. She too complained about not getting through, but then she said something that got my attention. She said on one of the times she tried to call me, an ugly, demonic-sounding voice answered, saying,
Maya's not here today. Maya's not here today. Maya's not here today. She said it kept saying it over and over until the phone went dead. Still, I didn't believe it until it hit me. I thought back to the day that I saw a sliver of a black smoke zip into my phone. I put two and two together and knew that must have been a demon. I guess it finally moved on, and that's what allowed the calls to come through again. Naturally, my first reaction was to assume that the phone was infected by malware. After establishing that no app was recently downloaded that could have caused the issue, I decided to remove the battery while the phone was still on, wait for a minute or so, and then put it back again. That had no effect either. I decided to call Verizon. When I described the problem to the operator, she was not surprised. In fact, she knew exactly what I was talking about.